It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. Before the McGees leave for a Sunday breakfast downtown, let's listen in on their conversation.
Molly, have you been watching that paint job they're doing on the house across the street? White with pink shutters?
Almost as pink as the cheeks on the young couple living there. And were they excited when they moved in? You know, that first day in a new home is a big event in any family's life.
It sure is. And another big event is the day the family can stop worrying about what would happen to their home if Dad wasn't around to make payments on the mortgage or pay the rent.
And friends, that big day comes when a Prudential Mortgage Cancellation Plan takes over the problem for you. With this plan in your life insurance program, if anything happens to the breadwinner, Prudential will provide the money to pay off the mortgage on your home. Leaves it free and clear for you and your family to live in as long as you wish.
For most families, the yearly cost is less than 1% of the amount you borrowed. And if you're renting an apartment or home, you'll find the cost of Prudential's rent payment plan just as low.
So ask your Prudential agent to come around and give you the details on these wonderful home protection plans provided by the company with the strength of Gibraltar.
Like the book says, the future belongs to those who prepare for it.
This is a wonderful idea, dearie, and a nice surprise. You know, we haven't been out for Sunday breakfast in ages.
Well, you deserve now and then not to cook breakfast, Tootsie. You put in a lot of skillet time since we first met.
Oh, I have indeed.
So today I just figured I'd show you how I feel about all the meals you've cooked for me. By eating somewhere else for a change.
Well, now that's a nice thought, I think.
If I can find a parking space down here.
You know, I remember the very first breakfast I ever cooked for you, McGee, right after we were married.
You do?
Yeah. I had the table set with all our wedding dishes and linen and stuff, and I had bacon and eggs and toast and some of my mother's homemade jelly that you loved.
It sure was good jelly. Hey, here's a parking space.
I even remember your very first words when you sat down to breakfast.
Yeah?
You looked all around at that pretty table and your eyes sort of misted over and you looked up at me and you said, "No pancakes?"
Oh.
I locked myself in the bathroom and cried for an hour.
I remember that all right. Got me so upset I left half my eggs on the plate. Well, hop out, kiddo. Let's go.
Hungry, are you?
I'm starved. There's something about the drive downtown in this crisp fall air that does it. My appetite's got an edge I could shave with. You know what I'm going to order this morning?
Yes.
Pancakes. A big stack of pancakes. Boy, I'd sure like someday to get hold of some pancakes like that lady on that farm back in Peoria used to make. Mrs. Ingstrom, her name was.
I know.
Did I ever tell you about when I was a kid how...
How you used to carry your five daughters' books home from school just to mooch some of her wonderful pancakes.
Yeah.
And when you reached the house and fell exhausted at the door, Mrs. Ingstrom would pick you up and say, "Come sit here, Snoopsy. They make you some nice pancakes and give you new energies."
Yeah. I guess I told you about Mrs. Ingstrom's pancakes.
On occasion.
That's what I'd sure like to get hold of this morning. Some real good pancakes. Like the kind Mrs. Ingstrom used to make. That's why I drove all the way downtown.
I thought that last batch you ate at Walt's malt shop you didn't like. You'd better try his ham and eggs this time, because Walt's pancakes...
Oh, we're not eating at Walt's malt shop.
Huh?
There's a new place just opened around the corner here. It's called The Griddle. Their sign says country-style pancakes.
Oh, dear. Well, I wish you'd have told me sooner.
Why?
There's Walt standing at his window, and I already waved to him. See? He's waving back. Now, what do we do?
Oh, nothing. Just keep walking, that's all. He don't know we came downtown for breakfast. We're not wearing bibs or anything. Ah, hi, Walt. Just out doing a little early Christmas shopping, Walt.
Stores aren't open today.
Looking in the windows, Walt. Early Christmas window shopping. Got a long list this year.
He's motioning for us to come on in. Look, dearie, as long as we're here...
No, sir. I'm not having any more of Walt's rubbery pancakes. Come on, let's not stand here. I'm starving. Let's go around the corner to The Griddle and see if we can get some nice...
Oh, dear. Look, Walt's holding up a sign at the window.
What's it say?
Delicious pancakes and coffee, special 30 cents. Tax included, no tipping, friendly service. McGee, this is embarrassing.
No thanks, Walt. We would, but we just ate. Pat your stomach, kiddo, like you're full. Rub your stomach.
He's turning the sign over. I guess we aren't the first ones this morning. Look, McGee.
I don't want to look. Come on, let's go eat.
It says, "All right, traders, eat at The Griddle. See if I care.
Uh-oh.
Oh, there's a tear in his eye.
Well, I'm sorry, but Walt brought that on himself. If he'd ever learned to make decent pancakes, we wouldn't be trying every new restaurant that opens up.
I know, but...
He knows how crazy I am about pancakes, and if this griddle place makes them anything like Mrs. Engstrom used to make them, I'm all set. I'm sorry if Walt's got a tear in his eye, but my stomach is more important than Walt's eye, and I gotta find out if this new place...
There's more fun with the McGee's shortly. Save for a rainy day. How often we've heard that caution. Yes, it is wise to save for rainy days. But it's fun saving for sunny ones, too. Trips to faraway places, early retirement, sunny days. But days that take money. Make those sunny days come true sooner by investing in United States savings bonds today. Use the convenient payroll savings plan where you work. Simply have your employer automatically set aside a regular amount before each payday. That way, you'll never miss it. When enough money is accumulated, you'll receive your first savings bond, then another and another. It's all automatic as clockwork. And soon you'll have a stack of matured savings bonds, each paying back $4 for every three you put in. Lucky you for looking ahead. But remember, the sooner you start saving, the sooner those bright days arrive. Begin buying savings bonds today. Remember, every dollar you invest is an investment in freedom, helping to make your country stronger.
Now, here we are, Molly.
Oh, it's a cute little place, isn't it? There's your sign in the window, country-style pancakes.
Yeah, you'll like this place, Molly. I hear they got good bacon and eggs in here, too. Made with pure creamery butter.
So, let's go in.
Babe.
Well, certainly is filled up for a new place.
Yeah, everybody seems to be.
Oh, there's Mrs. Atherton over there.
Who?
Hello, Mrs. Atherton. How's the baby?
Oh, just fine, thank you. How's your little Edgar?
Edgar? Who's Edgar?
Oh, she thinks I'm Mrs. Cronin. She always gets us confused. Edgar's getting along fine, thanks. Got over his whooping cough.
Oh, glad to hear it. Give my regards to Gloria May.
Right.
Boy. That was a bright hunk of dialogue.
Well, it's simpler than trying to explain who I am every time. Come on, here's an empty booth over here.
Swell. I hope the service is fast here. I'm as empty as a bass drum.
Here's your napkin. And please don't bang on your glass with your knife. The waitress will be here in a minute.
Well, I hope she hurries up. I'm anxious to try them country-style pancakes. Boy, oh boy, if they turn out to be even half as good as the ones I used to get as a kid. You know, the ones Mrs. Engstrom used to make?
Yes, I know. You mentioned Mrs. Engstrom.
I don't know why it is that nobody can make pancakes like that anymore. They were not only as light and fluffy as a basket of feathers, but they were bigger, too. Twice as big as the pancakes you get nowadays.
Are you sure they didn't just seem bigger when you were a little boy? After all, things in retrospect...
In other words, McGee, it's not that the pancakes are smaller these days. It's just that your mouth is bigger. Much bigger.
Hello, Dr. Gamble.
Oh, how do you like that, Molly? 10 booths in this place, and we have to pick one next to old Balloon Boy. Have you ate yet, Doc?
You mean you'd like to know if I'll join you?
No, I'd like to know if there's any food left.
Move over, McGee. Slide in here, Doctor.
Oh, thanks, Molly, but I just finished eating. I've got to run along.
Hey, how are the pancakes here, Doc? Did you try the pancakes?
No, but I can highly recommend the ham and eggs.
Well, I'm not interested in that. I've been trying for years to find some real good pancakes because when I was a kid, I used to get the greatest. Mrs. Engstrom used to make pancakes for me.
That was a Swedish lady who lived on a farm near McGee, Doctor, when he was a boy.
Yeah. Did I ever tell you about back in them days how I used to always...
Carry her five daughters' books home from school and fall exhausted at the door and how she used to pick you up and say, sit here, Snoop, see? And make you some nice pancakes and give you new energies.
I guess I already told you.
Yes, Snoop, see? Several times.
That's what she used to call me, Snoopsy. Ah, good old Mrs. Engstrom. She maybe didn't speak correct grammatic English like us native-borns who were born here, but boy, she could make pancakes. Wow. Gee whiz, where's that waitress? I don't know why...
Relax. Here she comes now.
Good, good.
And I'll leave you. Don't let him make a pig of himself, Molly.
Well?
But what am I saying? Let him make a pig of himself. Call me at home when you need me, Snoop, see? So long.
Bacon and eggs are delicious. How are your pancakes, dearie? McGee? Goodness. Here, take a drink of water. What's the matter?
Whew.
Why'd you take such a big bite?
That's what I'd like to know. These pancakes are just awful. They're even worse than Walt's.
Oh, dear.
Hey, waitress, waitress! A waitress!
Oh, please, dearie, everybody's staring.
Well, let them stare. Boy, this joint's got a nerve passing off gummy goo like this as genuine country-style pancakes.
Bad, are they?
Bad. Put a hole in the middle of this one here and spin it, and it'll play two choruses of Goodnight, Sweetheart. And I mean goodnight.
Now, please, McGee, don't start a big thing. People are...
Waitress, I want to speak to the manager. Send me the manager. Come all the way downtown for breakfast and insult my good friend Walton for what? For crummy, gummy, bluey, gooey. Hey, waitress!
Yes, sir. What's the trouble, sir?
These pancakes. They're awful.
It's odd you didn't say anything before. I've passed your table three times since I brought them over.
I couldn't get my teeth apart until now. Do you call these country-style pancakes?
Oh, McGee, please.
I'm sorry, sir. I only work here. Here comes the owner. I'm sure it's...
What's the matter, Sally?
Well, this gentleman here wants to see you.
Snoopsy, it's you!
Well, for the Mrs. Engstrom.
Why? So that is why you got so excited. You tasted my good pancakes, and right away you knew it was Mama Engstrom's cooking. Oscar! Oscar! Look who's here. Snoopsy, the little boy who carried home the books for Helga, Olga, Emma, Ingrid.
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment. Here's a suggestion to brighten your busy days. For the best in daytime listening, you're invited to stay with NBC morning and afternoon, Monday through Friday. Tomorrow morning, for example, you'll hear the quiz show with a heart, Strike It Rich. Warren Hull is master of ceremonies, and you'll hear some wonderful, inspiring stories as contestants try for the big cash prizes. It's a question and answer game with a purpose, and you'll enjoy each minute of it. So listen tomorrow morning for Strike It Rich. And that's just one of the big weekday shows in store for you. There's also The Phrase That Pays with Ted Brown, a program that gives you listeners at home a chance to win some grand prizes. Their second chance to tell you some exciting success stories. Just Plain Bill and Woman in Love for dramatic entertainment, and many, many more. We could list them all for you, but here's a better idea. Just keep your dial with NBC Radio and find out for yourself. It's the best in daytime listening.
And then he was so tired, he fell down at the door, and I would pick him up and say, Snoopsy, you come, I make you some nice pancakes and give you new energy.
Yeah, he's told me.
Eat, Snoopsy. Eat all the pancakes.
I am, Mrs. Engstrom.
They are good, yeah?
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, he's been raving about them for years. Come on, Snoopsy. There's still a little bite left there.
Thanks for pointing it out to me, Molly.
Are you true?
Yeah. They sure are swell.
Good. There is more cooking on the griddle. Oscar! Oscar, bring in some more pancakes on the house for our little friend Snoopsy.
What'd you say, dearie?
I said good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber McGee and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed. With Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble, Natalie Masters as Mrs. Atherton and the waitress, and Vivi Janis as Snoopsy's old friend. Be back with us again tomorrow night when Mr. McGee makes a tactical error. As usual, this is John Wall saying good night.
Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.